This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, pollen counts are hitting record highs across the country. We knew that allergy season was here, and we knew that allergy season started early. Back in February, we were hearing that people were already reporting high pollen counts. I don't know if you knew this, but in Atlanta, in February, the Atlanta Allergy and Asthma Center reported high pollen counts of 1289, which is high. And they shouldn't have seen that in February. Usually they would see that in March. So we had record rainfall. We had warmer temperatures, which we talked about before on the show. So fresh grass grew, weeds grew, flowers. I got weeds now in my front yard, weeds in my backyard, weeds in my hair. I mean, that's just what happened. And where I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, we're already seeing temperatures in the 80s, which really stink because we didn't get any snow this winter, and I really would have liked to see snow. John Schaefer, News and Program Director for KDWN, one of my affiliates, reports that the UNLV University here monitors the pollen count for the county. He continues, Clark County's pollen count is, quote, massively high. And because temperatures are supposed to be so nice over the next few days, you have a lot of people going outdoors. Now, people ask me about the pollen counts. They go, okay, well, the pollen count was high last week, so what should I do? Well, it could have fallen. Pollen counts could go up and down. You could go to pollen.com. You could go to AccuWeather. There's a bunch of different sites where you could type in your city, your where you live, zip code, etc., and it'll tell you what the pollen counts are for that day. So, like, one day the tree pollen may be high, the grass pollen may be high, but the ragweed could be low. Or one day the ragweed high, tree pollen high, but the grass low. So, depending on the environmental conditions, the pollen counts could shift. So, you don't have to panic if the pollen count was really high 2 months ago. All right? You know, but if you start to see it rise, be prepared that it's going to get higher. So, how is the pollen count even calculated? Well, according to pollen.com, the count is calculated by using the concentration of grains of pollen in a cubic meter over a 24-hour period. So that's where they kind of get the numbers. And then the National Allergy Bureau of the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology's AAAA1 Aeroallergen Network created a chart, and I have this chart on my website if you want to take a look at it at drdahlia.com, where basically there's a scale. It's called the NAB scale for the National Allergy Bureau, and it divides up mold, grass, tree, and weed. So going back to Atlanta's number in February, that number being 1,300, that would actually range to high according to the tree scale. Zero is absent, meaning no pollen. 1 to 14 is low. 15 to 89 is moderate. 90 to 1499 is high, so that's where that would have fallen. And anything over 1500 is very high. Let's look at mold scales. Anything between 1 and 6500 is low. Anything between 6500 and 13000 is moderate. Anything between 13000 and 50000 is high. And then anything above 50000 is super high in terms of mold. Grass, 1 to 4 is low, 5 to 19 is moderate, 20 to 200 is high, and after 200, very high. And then weeds, weed pollen, 1 to 9 is low, 10 to 49 is moderate, 50 to 499 is high, greater than 500, very high. So, you know, some of you are like, well, gosh, we're talking about baby pollen, we're talking about concentration of grains in a cubic meter over a 24-hour period. That's kind of, there should be a lot more than those numbers. Again, It's a calculation. It's a scale. Hey, if you're seeing the pollen and your car is covered in yellow, that's a high pollen count, okay? So does warm weather, as many of us are starting to see warm weather come in, will that make the pollen counts or the allergy season worse? Absolutely. One is, when it's warmer, everybody seems to go outside. And, you know, I'm really excited about going for a hike this weekend, and I want to get some sun. So, yeah, I'm more excited. I cannot wait. But also, pollen travels easier in dry, warm air than it does in cold, moist air. If it's drier, they're just easy to fly around. It makes sense. And warmer weather helps rather than cold and moist. Now, don't mix this up with thunderstorm asthma. Thunderstorm asthma happened where I think 6 people had, I guess, severe asthma attacks and I believe died in New Zealand when there was a big, huge thunderstorm back in the fall. And we explained what thunderstorm asthma is. That's where the pollen, because of the wet thunderstorm, expands and then blows up into tons of mini pollen particles. So those tons of mini pollen particles end up going into the nose and the breathing and into the respiratory tree. Whereas you usually wouldn't have had an allergy attack to begin with. Now, yes, thunderstorms do happen in the spring, but it's the high winds bringing pollen particles to you. But on a regular day in March or April, a warm, drier day is worse. Again, we've reviewed the biggest offenders in the past on this show. Healthline suggests ragweed, mountain cedar, ryegrass, maple, elm, mulberry, pecan, oak, pigweed, tumbleweed, Arizona cypress. These are some of the biggest offenders. If you have any of this in your backyard or in your front yard, get rid of it. There's no sense you driving up to your house and picking up a weed near your mulberry tree, all right? And then getting sick. If it's in your apartment complex, you may want to tell your landlord, look, these things are causing bad allergies. Olive trees are really big for me. Olive trees really get me. Other tree pollens that really bug are alder, ash, beech, birch, box elder, cedar, cottonwood, date palm, elm, mulberry, hickory, juniper, oak, pecan, phoenix palm, red maple, silver maple, sycamore, walnut, and willow. What was that on Forrest Gump with the shrimp? Got fried shrimp. Got boiled shrimp, baked shrimp, and just going on through all of them. Yeah. Last year, Healthline also warned us of the grass pollen. So the Bermuda, the Johnson, the Kentucky bluegrass, orchard grass, ryegrass, sweet vernal grass, and Timothy grass. All right. Be careful out there, guys. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We're going to talk about yellow fever. Brazil has an outbreak. Don't go away.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Will the government protect your family from a Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how how easily expandable the system is. SolarC is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why SolarC beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why SolarC is energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we've been talking about these yellow fever cases in Brazil, and it hasn't really gotten a lot of the attention because there's been so much going on in Washington, and, you know, Zika exhausted a lot of the media outlets, and they're just gearing up for another season where they may have to be talking about Zika. Ebola frightened the hell out of all of us, and that started to die down, and we aren't hearing cases. But meanwhile, there's been some yellow fever cases that nobody has really given a lot of attention to. And Brazil's health ministry says 424 people have been infected with yellow fever in the largest outbreak the country has seen in years,
And of those, 137 have died. So we're looking at almost a quarter to a third dying from, about a third dying from yellow fever who are getting yellow fever. An update published Thursday said that more than 900 other cases are under investigation. During the current outbreak in the Southern Hemisphere's summer rainy season, the vast majority of the confirmed cases have been in the southeastern side of Minas Gerais. Much of Brazil is considered at risk, though, for yellow fever, and people in those areas are supposed to be vaccinated. But this outbreak struck some areas not previously considered at risk, and so Brazil is right now rushing to vaccinate those areas. As we know, yellow fever is a mosquito-borne disease, just like Zika, just like malaria. And so, you know, yellow fever, just to really kind of quickly review, it's most common in areas like South America and Africa, which is why if you ever go to those areas, we recommend you go to the health department and get a vaccine for yellow fever. Luckily, we have a vaccine for that. In mild cases, yellow fever causes fever, headache, nausea, vomiting, and Mayo Clinic describes this. But remember I told you why yellow, right? Because you may have liver diseases that may make you look jaundiced, right? You could even get some hemorrhaging with the kidneys. It could cause heart disease. They say up to 50% of people with the more severe form of yellow fever will die of the disease. There's no specific treatment. So all you can do is, you know, try to prevent getting it. During the first 3 to 6 days after you've contracted yellow fever, which is the incubation period, you may not get any signs or symptoms. And then you go into an acute phase. And after that, a toxic phase. And that toxic phase is what could be life-threatening. So the acute phase is your fever, your headache, your muscle aches, your nausea, your loss of appetite, your dizziness, kind of similar to any other flu or bug. What's very interesting is you could get red eyes, face or tongue. What also gave us red eyes? Zika gave us also a rash. I believe Ebola also. So viruses will sometimes make your eyes more red. You'll get this conjunctival injection where the blood vessels dilate more on the eyes. Kind of what you look like after you smoke pot. And then, of course, you could have sensitivity to light. That's in the acute phase. Usually people will get better on their own. It'll be gone in a few days because it's a virus. But then, if not, you can go into the toxic phase. So the toxic phase is where you start to get jaundice as you get liver injury. So the whites of your eyes will start yellowing. Your skin will start turning yellow. If you can't tell, look at the palms of your hands. You could start getting abdominal pain. You could start vomiting. You could even have blood in the vomit. You'll decrease your urination because you're going into kidney failure. You could bleed from your nose, your mouth, your eyes. You know, these hemorrhagic fevers, you know, we've seen in a variety of nasty viruses. Slow heart rate, your liver and kidney failure, brain dysfunction, delirium, seizures, coma. So obviously the toxic phase of yellow fever can be fatal. So what Mayo Clinic recommends is 4 weeks before your trip, make an appointment to see your doctor if you're traveling to an area in which yellow fever is known to occur so that you discuss whether you need yellow fever vaccine. There's a lot of travel medicine clinics. And usually the health department, that's who's helped me for years. I tell my patients to call the health department, and they have an area that has to do with travel. And what they do is they can look up where you're traveling and what month and what's usually high in that time. But, you know, we need you vaccinating about 3-4 weeks before. So hopefully this isn't like a work trip going, oh, you know, why don't you just go and travel to Brazil? You know, hopefully this is something that you've had some time to plan out. So, you know, how many people got yellow fever vaccines when they went to Rio? Now, even though Rio, we're not as concerned about being a high endemic area, but still, I don't think a lot of people thought about getting yellow fever vaccines. If you have less than 4 weeks to prepare, they say call your doctor anyway. Ideally, you'll be able to be vaccinated at least 3 to 4 weeks before traveling to an area where yellow fever occurs to give the vaccine time to work. Your doctor will help you determine whether you need vaccinations and can provide general guidance on protecting your health while abroad. Then, of course, you're going to have to seek medical care if there is an issue. You also want to make sure you're traveling to an area where you can access health care. Now, some of you have asked, what is the mosquito that spreads yellow fever?
It's the same one that's been spreading Zika, the Aedes aegypti, or aegypti. These mosquitoes love moist areas, and, you know, we think some of these mosquitoes could carry both Zika and yellow fever. They say human and monkeys are most commonly infected with the yellow fever virus. Mosquitoes transmit the virus back and forth between monkeys, humans, or both. They have the suck-blow sort of mechanism. They say when a mosquito bites a human or a monkey infected with yellow fever, the virus enters the mosquito's bloodstream and circulates before it settles in the salivary glands. When the infected mosquito bites another monkey or human, the virus then enters the host's bloodstream where it could cause illness. So, sub-Saharan Africa, tropical South America, just, you know, make sure you check. All right. Unfortunately, yellow fever results in the death of 20 to 50% of those who develop it. All right. I think we covered this as much. Again, if you are living in an area where you do anticipate mosquito season, we talked about avoiding unnecessary outdoor activity when mosquitoes are the most active. They're usually the most active when they're the most amorous, which is early morning or dusk or sunset, when it starts to cool. They don't want to be out in the dead of the heat, but they like to be around when, you know, it's kind of, you know, a little bit of that crispness in the morning. For some reason, that's when mosquitoes really like it, or at night when the sun starts to set. Wear long sleeve shirts and long pants when you go into mosquito infested areas. Stay in air conditioned or well screened housing. And if your accommodations don't have good window screens or air conditioning, gotta use bed nets. These nets could be pre-treated with insecticide that offers additional protection. Non-skin repellents, you could use permethrin onto the clothing. We talked about this the other day. Put that on your camping gear, bed netting, etc. Do not put the permethrin on your skin directly. You can put that on your clothing. And then you have the skin repellent that has DEET. And the DEET works pretty well as well. All right, so that is yellow fever. Pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, a California-based company is recalling more than 21,200 pounds of frozen pizza sold at Walmart retail stores in 11 states due to potential listeria contamination. RBR Meat Company issued the recall for its market-side extra-large Supreme Pizza after possible listeria was discovered during routine sampling. The product was available for purchase in Walmart store locations, California, Colorado, Nevada, Washington State, Idaho, Montana, Oregon, Utah, Wyoming, Alaska, and Hawaii. The products were produced February 23rd and are packaged in a 50.6-ounce box containing one shrink-wrapped 16-inch pizza. The lot code is 20547. It's a very, very common product. If you take a look at it, it's a box that kind of has an opening so you can see the pizza underneath, right? And it's the large Supreme Pizza with the sausage, pepperoni. I'm getting hungry. According to FSIS, no illnesses tied to the recall have been reported as of March 15th, but customers who have the product in the freezer should discard it or return it for a refund. Now, remember, there's a New York-based creamery that is already under the gun for a listeria outbreak that's been deadly. Two have died, and there's been at least six illnesses. Consuming these foods that have listeria could give you a fever, muscle aches, stiff neck, confusion, loss of balance, convulsions, diarrhea, other stomach issues. In fact, if a pregnant woman eats something that has listeria, she could have a miscarriage, she could have a stillborn, she could even go into premature delivery. If you have a compromised immune system, you have got to stay away from listeria. So listeria is bad. Hopefully we won't see anything like we did with the cantaloupe outbreak back in 2012 where multiple people died and got sick. But it's still frustrating to think that in this day and age, our food still has issues. And, of course, if you do have a frozen pizza, you know, we need to, you know, just nuke the sucker, all right, before you eat it. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Thank you. You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, we got a lot of news. First, there's a dangerous eraser challenge that we've seen kids do. This isn't anything new. All right, I don't know if we did this growing up. But, you know those big erasers? You used to have to scrub the skin on your arm with it while reciting the alphabet.
Well, apparently that's been brought back, which is kind of weird because most schools don't have the type of erasers. Remember, we had those rubbery erasers? Now, I guess because of the dry boards and the markers, they're using, more of the cloth type of erasers. I don't want to say foam. It's definitely not foam. It's the, the black little, kind of like Brillo, whatever it is. But anyway, they're using those black erasers. And I guess those are the erasers that these kids are using. And it's known as the Eraser Challenge or the ABC game. And it's won by the person who ends up with the biggest wound after he says the ABCs. I doubt the practicing their ABCs. I think they're just being stupid. So apparently the stunt came to people's attention in February last year, according to Fox News, with children sharing snaps of their bloodied arms on social media sites on Instagram. It later evolved with kids reciting a variety of things as they gouged and combined other trends, like adding salt and that kind of thing. And this involved school-aged children putting salt and ice on their skin, which causes a chemical reaction, lowering the temperature of the ice to negative 17 degrees Celsius. And the challenge was how long the person could put up with the pain of the freezing process, which leaves a burn similar to frostbite on the skin. Then the kids would post snaps of their quote-unquote war wounds online, and everybody would be like, oh man, Johnny, that is brilliant. So these kids are sitting here scarring themselves up, hurting themselves, and the parents are freaking out. I don't blame them. And I'm seeing pictures of their arms, and this is so dumb. Okay, so why are kids getting stupider these days? They're not. I think kids have always been stupid, right? You know, we would eat a worm. We would prick ourselves and mix the blood together to become blood brothers or blood sisters. I would kiss a boy in kindergarten because my friends dared me to. And even though they were all wet and sloppy, I would do it anyway because it was a dare. You would play truth or dare or spin the bottle. So, I mean, okay, there were always things. This is what kids do. And the reason why kids do it is because they want to test the edges. Or they want to, they want to push the envelope, so to speak. I'm not very good with analogies, as you guys know. And so, your grade school kids, you know how exciting it was when you were younger and you got to actually cross the street? I remember feeling so weird being on asphalt. I was like, oh my gosh. Okay, and then when I got a little bit older, I'm like, look, I'm in the street. My mom's not going to do anything. Yeah, and then when she did find out, I got whooped with the belt or the paddle or whatever. But the exhilaration of getting away with something, that never goes away. I mean, kids want to do that. Now, on top of that, kids also like to rise in their social network and social stature and rise the social ladder. So if all the kids are doing something like, cutting up their arms or bruising themselves with an eraser, then they want to say, yeah, they did it too, because they don't want to stand out. And this is also a very, very important, psychological milestone where you want to have individuality, but you also do not want to be the one that stands out. Because the kid that stands out and is not in the herd, what happens to that kid that's standing there all alone? They get picked on. They get bullied. And being all alone and facing 10 to 20 kids is horrible. And so kids learn very early on that they need to gravitate and be a part of that group. I remember growing up, I would be just fine. And I remember I went to 12 different schools. So yes, immediately I would try to find friends because I'm social and I didn't want to eat lunch alone. But I was fine if I had one or two really good friends, depending on what school I was going to. Later though, I learned, wow, you do need to have a herd. You need to be a part of a herd. And luckily I was a part of one, until I wanted to stand out. Okay? There's some cute guys over there. How are they going to notice me in front of the herd? So then I had to do something that stood out. And so what worked for me, since I wasn't the sexiest, was the comedy. So I wouldn't stand in front of all my friends and try to say, look at me. No. That's stupid. That's suicide. Okay, when you got that herd, if you try to step out in front of the herd, you know, like the show Star. I watched the show Star on TV. It's a spinoff of Empire. It's very good. But, you know, the key antagonist or the main lead female role, she, you know, tries to, you know, take center stage and get okay, no. I wouldn't do that because that makes enemies. So what I would do is I would compete on a completely different level. I would be in the middle of class, and that's where I would make my jokes. I got noticed in class, so it didn't matter if I was hidden in the herd because people already knew who I was by what I did. And for some reason, I just seem to do this at every single school, not on purpose. It just happened that way. And so I survived fairly well in school. Yeah, I got bullied. Yeah, there were some mean girls. But for the most part, I got through unscathed. And so these kids need to learn these. And the thing is they really do need to learn these. I mean, yeah, we need to do away with bullying. And I'm glad we're making schools less scary for people. Because, you know, when you do get bullied, it's horrible. It's crushing. And, you know, it could really scar you for life. But on the other hand, those children that learn how to successfully navigate are gaining some skills. So how do our kids go through the evolutionary process of, developmental process of, you know, bypassing landmines and, you know, not getting ostracized by kids and being able to move up in the social, how are they able to do that? You know, if it's an environment where, okay, everybody be nice to everybody. You know, again, I'm anti-bullying, but, you know, these are the things when we were talking about childhood obesity, that's, you know, what we were talking about. You know, my kids were scared to death of gaining weight because they didn't want to be picked on because so-and-so was picked on. Now, we don't want so-and-so getting picked on, but that's what made a lot of people fear gaining weight. You know, and so as we become more and more, you know, open and tolerant and accepting of things, which is a good thing and is progress we don't want to change, we also have to realize on the back end, we may not be getting that instinctual drive to do different or succeed, etc. And so what these kids are doing with the stupid eraser challenge is they're just being kids. This is very normal. A kid who cuts themselves up to be on social media because their friends are doing it, believe it or not, is a healthy psychological child. Now, they do probably need a good talking to, and you probably do need to, you know, verbally rip them a new one going, okay, really, look, now look at the damage you're doing. Okay, I mean, you know, just like, you know, what, you're going to drink and drive just because your friends are drinking, all right, there are consequences, and you need to teach them that there are consequences. You don't want to tell them that what they're doing is normal. You want to tell them that they're being idiots, of course. But, you know, between you and I, as a doctor and a parent, that's what kids do. That's what they do. All right, so you need to make sure that they don't leave scars, they don't give themselves infections, they don't do something dumb like rob a bank or whatever, and they need to learn right from wrong. And that's where you step in. And maybe, you know, getting this cut on their arm and seeing the scar, maybe that'll save them from making bigger mistakes later. I don't know. But I think everything happens for a reason. And, you know, when kids are stupid, that's probably part of their developmental process. 1-877-DOCTOR.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so research has shown
that we got a pretty good cholesterol medication out there that lowers the LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, and it also reduces a patient's risk of dying and being hospitalized. And this Repatha that we've talked about on the show was a man-made antibody, also known as, Evolocumab. Evolocumab. When it ends in mob, that's a monoclonal antibody. It cut the combined risk of heart attack, stroke, and cardiovascular-related death in patients with heart disease by 20%. This is awesome. The problem? Cost $14,000 a year. This was a study presented yesterday, or today, actually at a meeting of the American College of Cardiology. Some doctors hailed the results as major progress against heart disease. In an editorial in the New England Journal of Medicine, Robin Dulart, a researcher at the University of Groningen in the Netherlands, called it a landmark study. This $14,000 a year drug was approved back in 2015. And it was approved, according to this report, without evidence that it prevents heart attacks because its cholesterol reductions were so dramatic and so promising. Doctors often recommend that they keep their LDL levels under 100 milligrams per deciliter. If you're at high risk, we want your LDL down to 70. Now, in this new study, patients with heart disease who combined Repatha with a statin, which is the most commonly used cholesterol medication like Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor, all right, or simvastatin, atorvastatin, they decreased their LDL from 92 milligrams per deciliter down to 30. Doctors have rarely seen cholesterol levels that low. Of course, we are, you know, being cautious because we do need cholesterol for memory in the brain, etc. We don't want too low cholesterol. But these PCSK9 inhibitors are pretty fascinating. And we've talked about them on the show, too. I've gone to a dinner where they showed how these worked, and it just blew my mind. This study actually followed 27,000 patients for 2 years, found no safety risks. Some doctors weren't as impressed with the research, but from what I've seen, it's pretty impressive. In the study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, 5.9% of patients who combined Repatha with a statin suffered a heart attack, stroke, or died, compared with 7.4% of patients who took a statin plus a placebo. So it's a small reduction, but it still was significant. So what's the next step? Well, the problem is it's a $14,000 a year drug. So even if we do have a better drug out there and something that could lower LDL for those people who are very recalcitrant or have genetic hyperlipidemias that the medications just can't do on their own, it's nice to have this out there. But if it's expensive, what are we going to do? And that was something brought up to the drug representative when we were, when we were at the meeting or at the dinner discussing this, going, you know, look, this is a great drug. What do we do? How do we get patients to, who pays for this? And the company had offered that they would talk to insurance companies and try to get it approved. From what we understand, insurance plans initially reject it 75% of the time. But then eventually they will approve half. That's according to Joshua Hoffman, Senior Vice President of Value and Access at Amgen. They say doctors have to put in an average of 5 requests before getting the medication approved. And we're going to talk about that also in a second. So in an unusual move aimed at increasing coverage, Amgen on Friday offered a special deal to insurance companies. If they loosen restrictions on coverage, Amgen will refund the cost of the medication if patients have a heart attack or stroke while taking it. So if you let my patients take this, if they, God forbid, have a heart attack or stroke, we will refund what you paid. That's how sure they are that this medication is not going to cause a heart attack. That always makes me nervous whenever man tries to kind of bet nature, but, you know, or wager with nature, but still. They said 5% of the patients of clinical trial did have a heart attack or stroke. They said rates of these problems could obviously be 2 to 3 times higher in the real world. The refunds would go to the insurance companies, not the patients, because the insurance company would be paying the drug. He said insurance companies would have to decide for themselves if they want to refund patients' out-of-pocket expenses. Apparently, Geisinger Health System offers refunds to members who are dissatisfied with their care. So this isn't, a big shock.
Now, what about generic statins? How good are they? They're good. They're very good. That's what we've been using. That's what we've been doing all along. They're good. But for some patients, they're not good enough. They average about $250 a year. So it's expensive, but not as expensive as $14,000 a year. And the statins can cut the LDL levels by up to half and reduce heart attack risk by 25%. They say Repatha's high costs could burden the U.S. health system, said Steve Miller, Senior Vice President and Chief Medical Officer of Express Scripts. Many of you guys use Express Scripts for your prescription plans. He said a similar drug to Repatha called Praluent costs about as much. Doctors don't know whether Praluent, also a PCSK9 inhibitor, would also prevent heart attacks. So these medicines are especially expensive because they would be taken for a long period of time. And this is not something that you take like an antibiotic. You know, remember we talked to you about how many pharmaceutical companies are reluctant for antibiotics because it's like a one-time thing that people would take for 5 days or 7 days, and that's it. Whereas these medications where you would have to be on lifelong, the pharmaceutical companies can make their money back. 11 million Americans would be eligible for Repatha, according to Amgen. Repatha is approved for people with an inherited condition that causes high levels of LDL, or those who have underlying heart disease that cannot get their LDL, the bad cholesterol, down. Right now, 70 million Americans have high cholesterol, 25 million take statins. Now, let's go back a bit. So for this medication, the average medical provider or the medical provider takes an average of 5 tries to get a medicine approved. This is something that the insurance companies, successfully managed. When the recession hit and Obamacare started to take over, my staff, we had limited staff. I didn't want to fire anybody, but I just didn't hire anymore. We couldn't. We didn't have the money to hire anymore. So when it came time to one of these newer, fancier drugs that I liked, okay, you know, I had to get the insurance company to now approve it. Now, there were some medicines that I really, really wanted the patients on. And so I had my staff, or I was on the phone, and I fought for it. But for some of them, I was like, well, you know, we could do the generic and see what happens. And so we found ourselves starting to just write the generics, which is something that the insurance companies wanted all along. We just write more and more generics because it got too much of a hassle to try to get, you know, the others approved. And so this is another little trick that insurance companies do. All right, they have a log of how many times, you know, you try. And for you to be very persistent, you need time, you need money, you need staff, you need to be that's another thing the insurance companies do. They say, you know what we need? We need the doctor to call. This would happen when I needed a CAT scan or an MRI. When I needed a CAT scan or an MRI, the insurance company said, we actually need to be on the phone with the doctor. So here you are having the busiest of busy days, and you need to stop everything and say, I think my patient has a tumor, and they would approve it anyway. But they made you, it was just to be a pain in the butt. Just to be a pain, so you had to stop your day, have it interfere with patient care, because they wanted you to not order the MRI. But for any of us who are good doctors, if we wanted our patients to get the MRI, I don't give a damn how many times you have me come on the phone, I'm going to make sure my patient gets it. So, unfortunately, these are games that get played. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta Care cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.